Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast!
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
I'm going to put it as simply as I can. The Cavs are cooked. They're done. They're finished. The best opportunity to get the Knicks in this series was game one. The Knicks had the long layoff. You figured they would be rusty, and they were. You figured they would play sloppy basketball, and they did. They were horrendous from the three-point line. And all looked lost in that game. The Cavs played, I wouldn't say an A-plus game, but they played well on both ends of the floor. They controlled the majority of that game. And it was their best opportunity to beat the Knicks because of the layoff that the Knicks had and the Cavs coming off a Game 7 two nights earlier. So when you factor all of that in, and then you have a 22-point lead with 7 minutes to go, and you can't finish that, you're done. That was it. That was your chance. It changes the entire complexion of the series if the Cavs win that game, because now, all of a sudden, the Knicks are playing for their lives. They're playing for their season. You can't drop two at home. We all know what happened last year. And this Knicks team is better than last year. They have all the ingredients to win a championship, but still, you cannot drop the first two at home. Just like even if the Thunder lost last night, they would have been done. You can't lose the first two games at home. And the Knicks have never won a series when they've lost the first game at home. They certainly would not win one if they lost the first two. So they would be literally as desperate can be. That's the situation the Cavs could have been looking at later on tonight. Instead, they now have to figure out, and they won't, how to overcome one of the worst, not only choke jobs on their end, but comebacks in the history of the sport. When you're the underdog in the series, when you are not the better team, when there are questions about your toughness and whether you're soft, and you have an opportunity to not steal the game, win the game going away, emphatically. To where, and you know, as much as we love Madison Square Garden, we love the fans and all that stuff, the start of that game would have been loud, game two, but any sign of, ooh, boy, the Cavs are on a little run here, the place would have gotten real quiet. Because there would now all of a sudden be that, oh boy, is this like last year? That does happen. It's human nature. Now the place is going to just be riding high, and the Cavs are walking into a buzzsaw. I think the Knicks completely and utterly blow them out in this game. and this series is going four, maybe it goes five. I thought originally it would go five, but after game one, I think it's more likely it goes four. This is a get your brooms out, it's a sweep. The Cavs had their best shot in a game that they played good basketball. The Knicks were awful. If you can't, in that situation where a team is rusty, you're in their building, you're the less talented team, you outplay them on both ends of the floor, you have a 22-point lead with 7 minutes to go. If you can't finish that one, then you have no shot. None. And you cannot recover from that. And the Cavs have been a weird team this year as far as, look, game six, the last series against Detroit, they got completely and utterly ran out of the building at home and then dominated the Pistons in game seven. Well, newsflash, this is not the Pistons. This is the Knicks. This is a team that had, what, a 40-11 run at the end of that game in an overtime? You're not playing the Pistons, who can't hit a shot for, you know, 40 straight minutes at times. This is a prolific offense, the Knicks. This is a team that can get after it defensively. This is a team that now realizes, hey, we dodged one. We're riding high off the momentum. The place is going to be rocking. The Cavs are not recovering from this. They're not. Their only opportunity to give a scare and make this series go long was to win one of these games. They would have been better off losing by 50. They would have been better off getting their rear ends kicked. What we saw down the stretch in an overtime, if that had just played out through 3.5 quarters and they went to the guys at the end of the bench at the end of the game, the Cavs would have been better off. Because you know what? That's an ass whooping. It happens. What happened in game one does not happen. There is no handbook on how to recover from that. And now you're looking at guys like James Harden, please, to dig deep. A guy that is the biggest sports loser in the history of the league. Biggest playoff choke artist, just the worst. And can't guard a Christmas tree out there. And then wants to go one-on-one like he's MJ. And he's more like MJ on the Wizards than he is MJ. Like, it was just really just awful from him. Atkinson took a nap the final 7 minutes of the game, so he was lost. He maybe he went to go see a Broadway show. I have no idea what he was doing. I'm not even sure if he was even there. And then Donovan Mitchell, who I love, you know that. Great ambassador of the Mets. But there are question marks with him, too, in these spots. And his intestinal fortitude. I'm not going to take anything away from his talent, but where the heck was he down the stretch? You got Jalen Brunson basically having his teammates run through a wall in the timeouts. And Mitchell and Harden are acting like it's a scrimmage. Where's your intensity? Where's your toughness? You have a chance to take a game here and really send a shockwave to the Knicks. And you have an opportunity to go to the finals. And you basically lollygagged the last 7 minutes, didn't call a timeout, and acted like it was a CYO game. And that's the team that's going to come out in game two and show anything? They're going to get their doors blown off. Doors blown off. The heavy lifting is over for the Knicks now. I think it's a party for the rest of the way. And they'll be sitting around waiting for their opponent. And I hope the Spurs, and I believe this is going to happen, it's already happening, the Spurs and OKC basically take each other apart. Go seven games. There's already a bunch of guys injured on both sides. Great. Not that you want to necessarily wish injury, but you know what? Trying to win a championship here. Certainly want guys banged up, that's for sure. You want attrition on that side and the Knicks to be sitting pretty, healthy, ready to go and licking their chops for whoever they get. Because this series is a wrap. The Cavs had their chance and they completely, in just dramatic, historical fashion, blew it at the highest level. There's no recovering from that.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances, trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.